The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the press for October 19th, 2022. Ryan Ballinger here. Good to have you with us today. It's our Wednesday show. We're going to set our cards for this week's action. We've got the CJ Cup in South Carolina. We do have the Mallorca Golf Open. We'll put a couple plays in there, but not many. We're going to leave that alone this week. We do have some events on the LPGA and the Champions Tour, but there's not a whole lot out there. We'll try to talk about that just a little bit at the end of the show. All right, let's get into the CJ Cup. We talked about it yesterday. Went through our models, our top 10 of the models, kind of horses for courses, course fits, current picks, and tried to kind of settle down a little bit to a list of players that we like. And then came Jordan Spieth's interview yesterday that I thought was really interesting, where he talked about really liking the golf course, for one, and two, thinking that this was going to be something that fit his game and his imagination, where this is something he likes. He likes imaginative golf. Spieth's a 22-1 to win. He has won in South Carolina, obviously did this year. Tends to play well in the American South, and kind of in areas where you have that kind of tight lie grass. That seems to work well for him. That's why he won an Open Championship in part at Birkdale. So I think, and think about Chambers Bay. Tight lie grass there as well, Fescue, for that U.S. Open win. So I think you have to think about Spieth and tight lie grass, and that's not necessarily a strain thing, but Spieth makes sense here as a win bet. I'm going to put a little bit on him. He's at 22-1. Maybe missed a window to get him a little bit earlier, but I am going to take him. I do like his chances. I've seen a lot of people interested in taking Rory McIlroy and John Rahm. Again, I get it. I get why you would take them. They're the hottest players on the planet, and you've seen them win recently. But the value just doesn't seem to be there to me, unless you want to use it as kind of a half-unit play to try to capture back the money on your bets that are at higher odds. If you almost like a hedge bet. Yeah, if they win, I'll probably make my money back. That's what that is. And I could see some value in that, I suppose. I probably won't do that. That's not my favorite approach, but I can see why people would do that. The guys I'm thinking of taking, we talked about Spieth, and we'll sprinkle a little bit on him. I'm going to go with Matt Fitzpatrick at 18-1. Has played well at this venue in the past. Doesn't necessarily have to worry about the cross-handed chipping as much, and he seems to kind of like this type of setup, so I think that makes sense for him. I see a lot of people liking Victor Hovland this week. I can like that. I will probably skip, but I do understand why people like him a lot, because he won't have to chip as much as he normally would in a PGA Tour event. That probably works to his benefit. Also coming off a really good finish in the Zozo Championship. If he gets off to a not so great start and maybe get him live at like 40 or 45, even 50-1, I could be very interested in Victor Hovland at that price and roll the dice. So he may be an in-play ad. But the guys right underneath of him on the board, I am going to play Cameron Young at 28-1. And Tyrrell Hatton at 35-1. If you didn't catch Sahith Theegala this week at 80-1, man, you missed out. He is 55-1, and he has obviously been bet down. A lot of people are going to like him this week if you haven't captured him already. He's still probably worth a play, but not as valuable, but hopefully you got him a little earlier in the week. I am going to go with him and already have him in pocket for the week. Tom Hoagie really interests me this week. I know this is an elite field. I know there are a lot of players better than Tom Hoagie competing, but it's 70-1. A guy who's consistently put up top 15 finishes in the fall strikes me as a guy I'm going to really stick with this week. I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on Tom Hoagie. I have seen some interest in JT Poston because he is a member of Congaree, They call him Ambassadors, but he plays there, plays out of there. I could see the value in that. He's played the venue well. It's kind of hard to see him winning against this type of field, but I can see it. I'm not going to touch him, but I can endorse it. Alex Noren, I am going to sprinkle a little bit on, 80-1. Ranks really highly in our model, scores really well, has played well. It, just a lot to like there. Makes sense. Sepp Straka at 80-1. I got him at 100. Hopefully you got him in that range too. He's a good play for this week, and that's going to kind of be where it ends for me going into the week. As I mentioned, Bio Kim, we've talked about him. He's not getting any love at all. I'm still going to sprinkle a couple bucks on him at 1,000-1 to win and 30-1 for a top 10 bet. A couple of top 10 bets and 20 bets I want to tell you about that I'm interested in. I would try to stay away from the 20 market this week. Obviously, there's just not much value in a 78-player no-cut field, but there is some value in top 10 bets. Ricky Fowler interests me at 5.5-1. There seems to be a lot of action on him because relative to his peers in that 80-1 space, he's not getting a whole lot of love. Emiliano Grillo interests me in a top 10, 5-1. He's played very well in the fall, and I think that's probably likely to continue this week. And I could see some value in either Taylor Montgomery and Sahith Theegala. I'm not playing them in a top 10. I could see value in both. I'm going to stay away from Victor Hovland. I would absolutely see value in him at plus 220 on a top 10 bet as well. Just again, look back at the top 20 market this week. As we've mentioned, it's really hard to get plus money that you're going to like this week on a top 20. If you didn't like Tyrrell Hatton to win, which I do, I would get on a top 20 bet. Plus 130 is pretty good money. He's only got to beat two-thirds of the field to get in the top 20. That's really not that bad in a tournament like this. Tom Hoagie on a top 20 would interest me as well. Plus 175, pretty decent money there. Ricky Fowler in a top 20, maybe even better bet than a top 10. Plus 220, I just have a feeling he's going to have a good week. Same with Alex Noren, plus 250. I like those numbers there. Obviously, you get those before the tournament. Round finishing position, first round leader bets. Mirrors the market, generally speaking. I do not favor this too much, but I will look at Cam Young, probably a 35-1. Shane Lowry, I will bet as a tournament winner. I didn't talk about him, but I will touch him, sprinkle a little bit on him for the week. Maybe you go to a top player here. Maybe you go even to a Spieth at 30-1. Could really interest me. I think you're going to get a top player that comes out early and sets the pace. They may not win, but they're going to come in and set the pace. So 30 for Spieth could be interesting. Yeah, I kind of like that. All right. Nationality props. Did want to get into this just briefly because you can occasionally see some really good value on this. You're not getting a whole lot from the different countries this week. The Canadian prop is usually kind of interesting. If you have like four or five of them, you might be able to get plus money and a nice surprise. You're not getting that this week if two Canadians. The top Asian-born player in the field, Sun Jae-im, is plus 225. But if you look at the top South Korean market, you take out a couple players, one player, you get Sun Jae at plus 175. So it for the difference of one player, Hideki Matsuyama, you can get Sun Jae at plus 225 if you're interested in that. I kind of like Sun Jae a lot this week, playing really good golf. He seems to be rounding into form. Seems like these fall tournaments, and he always keeps his game up, which I think is really important in the, against these top fields. And if you keep your game in good shape, you're more likely to kind of beat your peers, so to speak. Sometimes you might just get hot and you have a great 4 days, but I think Sun Jae is a great look for that nationality bet. Top South American. Plus 150 on Emiliano Grillo. I can get behind that. That's almost as good as a top 20 bet, honestly. If you look at Grillo's number for a top 20 this week, and I'm going to scroll down to it on DraftKings, it's plus 190. Okay? But if you're looking at him on a nationality prop to be the top South American player, he only has to beat two players at plus 150. Mito, who has shown that he's had some proclivity to blow up rounds, and Sebastian Munoz, who's actually playing pretty good, but probably tired from the travel and recent play. So I could absolutely get behind Grillo. Yeah, you're giving up plus 040, but that's really nothing. I mean, that's nothing for the likelihood that you're going to win this bet. So I would probably hammer Emiliano Grillo, top South American player this week. Other than that, probably just going to leave it alone. Obviously, in the American market, you're thinking the best player is probably going to win the golf tournament. Obviously, we have Rahm and McIlroy at the top of the board, so they could be the top European player. And maybe you get a little bit of value if you want to bet on those guys this way instead of trying to get them against the whole field, an elite field, at 6.5-1 respect and 9-1 respectively. You've got McIlroy plus 210, and you've got John Rahm at plus 300, and you've got a pool here of 11 players. If you think they're going to finish really high in the tournament but don't necessarily like the value on them to win, get in this market. Because if you get in this market, you're probably not going to take as much risk, for one. But two, or maybe take more risk, but you can get into this market and you only have to beat, what, 10 guys out of a 78-player field to get some plus money. So if you don't like the number on McIlroy and Rahm, and I don't, then maybe you get into this market and you hammer one or the other, depending on which one you like, and you hope that's where you get your value, and you increase your bet on that, trying to kind of make that back. Maybe instead of putting 50 on Rahm to win at 9-1, you put 50 on Rahm to win at plus, you know, 100 on Rahm to win at plus 300. A little bit of a hedge there. Smaller pool to beat. Kind of like that shift in the odds market for, again, just having to beat 10 guys instead of having to beat 77 guys. And yeah, I know there are plenty of players in this field that aren't going to get much attention whatsoever, but you still have to beat them. And I think that's probably a worthwhile look. Mallorca Golf Open, will shift to that here. Again, I really am not going to touch this market a whole lot. I have a little bit on Richard Mansell because I feel like I want to have the ticket for when he wins. And I have Karadec Oppy Barnrat at 55-1. That's it. The market really hasn't moved. I'm not going to touch it. Otherwise, I don't know the venue. We've never seen it on the PGA or the DP World Tour before. It's just not worth touching. So that's where you want to be, I think, this week. Just pick a couple guys. Maybe you like Ryan Fox playing great golf. He's 16-1. Rasmus Højgaard, 12-1. Too inconsistent to bet. So is Nikolai. They're both too inconsistent to bet at that level. If you liked Eddie Pepperell, 25-1, I'd be cool with that too, if you want to go that path. But I'm going to stick with Mansell and Kiradek Oppy Barnrat. We've got the odds posted for the two events that we didn't talk about yet this week. The Dominion Charity Classic on the PGA Tour Champions. That's in Richmond, Virginia. Again, this is we've talked about this previously. It's still an arbitrage play. If you look at the field, you've got players, really six players who have cleaned up the entire season. Five, if you think about it. I mean, I could throw Steve Flesch in there as a guy who's cleaned up. He's done well this year. So you've got Alker. You've got Harrington. You've got Jimenez, who's played pretty well, but I maybe wouldn't put him in. Steve Stricker is not competing this week. So maybe you've got Alker and Harrington. Longer 12-1 is not a bad play. Steve Flesch at 22-1. Just bet them all, play an arbitrage. Play the same number if you want to go that game, because those are really the only people you have to bet on in this tour to win and hope that it works out. I mean, they've played, what, 25 events or something on the Champions Tour this year, and they won almost all of them. So leave it to those guys. Just, if that's what you're going to do, make it an arbitrage play and just try to bet the pool. And hopefully you make your money back betting the pool one way or the other. If you want to look at the BMW Ladies Championship, we have a new venue this year. I'm probably going to stay away on this tournament for a variety of reasons, but primarily motivated by new venue. Atiya Tidikal is 10-1. Really interests me at this venue because I think she's on the verge of getting to number one in the world. She's going to be a number one player sooner than later, I think. That really interests me this week. Other than that, probably will largely stay away. And even then, I just the odds are not good enough here to really dig deep on your players. I mean, Lilia Vu is 50th in the world, and she's 22-1 to win. Hannah Green, one of the best players in the world, 22-1 to win as well. I just don't see a whole lot of value in these odds, given the quality of the field. Unless you think someone like Jennifer Kupcho, who is very hit or miss, is going to play well this week. Or I always like Saganda overseas. She could play well in this venue. But then you're starting to kind of dig deep into players that are probably unlikely to win. I don't know why she stands out to me. She hasn't played all that great lately. But Yelimi Noh at 130-1 is kind of interesting to me. Maybe put a little bit of money on that just to have a sweat. But again, not a whole lot to think about there. All right, that's going to do it for us today on the press. I appreciate it. We're still working out the kind of setup in what's called OBS software to get everything published for our video shows. We have different angles and different views, so you can see me, you can see my screen, you can see odds. If we have guests, you can see that as well. But we'll have that up for you. We'll just start that with next week's shows. Looking forward to doing that, getting one video for you. Eventually, we'll start to wind this thing down as we get toward the end of the major golf season for the major tours, which will be, you know, next month. But we'll take a break throughout December, and then we'll come back in January. So that's in the horizon. We've still got a solid month, at least, a little bit more than a month, of really good, interesting golf. We got the Hero World Challenge to talk about, too, which is probably not going to have a whole lot of value, but we'll get there in December and start thinking about 2023. So lots to still cover this year, even though the golf's winding down, and we'll wind down a little bit with it. Maybe go to three shows a week once we get into the kind of post-Thanksgiving period, maybe one show a week just to do strategy and keep things moving. But we'll figure that out as we go. Thank you so much for the support. We appreciate you listening. I've been Ryan Ballingy. We will talk to you tomorrow on the press.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.